All right, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I am Patrick.
And I'm Andy.
And we are nerds who are here for our midweek minute for Wednesday, May 1st.
May 1st.
Anna May.
Yeah. That's right. You know, we're kind of messing with people's heads because we're going to do dry May, but yeah. we're drinking today.
We're drinking.
Yeah. We're going to be drinking Friday, too.
Wow.
So that's cheating. We're going to start late.
Yeah, but then June rolls around and we won't...
That's my birthday month. We're going to get plastered.
Yeah.
We're going to get blotto. Is that what we said?
I got travel to cut. Like, we're going to have to stock
up. Oh, that's right.
Up some,
we can't like, get blotto. You're going to be in a whole other country, so.
Man. All right. Well, what are you drinking, though?
I'm having a milk stout nitro.
Mm, left-hand milk stout. I hear it's the America's stout.
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
So we're going to have to stack up episodes during dry May.
That sounds that like fun. Or early June.
Just a marathon, like every night?
Well, I leave on the 7th.
Uh-huh.
So.
That'll give you a week to do
it. And I'll be gone.
Do a month's worth of episodes.
Yeah, I'm only gone 2 Sundays.
Hmm.
So, we can stack some stuff up.
So what happens? You come back episodes? And then you leave again, right? Aren't you going
back? No, I'm going straight. I'm staying over there.
Okay.
But I'm back on the 22nd.
Okay.
So I'll be gone the 8th and the 15th.
Those
are the Sundays I'll be gone.
Okay. For some reason, I thought you were going to be there longer than that.
Well, I had originally planned on staying all the way through into July.
Right.
If the Spain thing had come through. But that's not coming through.
Uh-huh.
So I'm back.
Well, cool.
So I'm over here drinking a Narragansett Shandy.
You started with the Shandy, huh?
Yeah. You know, you got to go with the sweet stuff first, right? That's what I hear?
No.
No?
No, exactly.
Damn it.
Wrong.
Well, I don't really have anything bitter. I've got an Atomic Pumpkin.
Yeah.
And then I've got, for the next recording, I've got some darker beers. Peanut buttery stuff.
Oh, okay.
So
that's always good.
Yeah, that's better than, like, starting with the peanut buttery stuff and going to the lemon stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would do such a thing?
That's true. That doesn't sound quite right. Yeah, lemon and peanut butter are not the two great tastes that go great together. You need a banana beer.
I do need a banana beer.
That's right. Elvis would be proud.
Yeah, a chocolate and a peanut butter beer.
Get yourself a chocolate, a peanut butter, and a banana beer, mm-hmm. and you're having Elvis's favorite drink.
Man, mix it all together in a blender.
With uppers, yep. With diet
and
pills.
Owners.
With diet pills, you're good to go.
Yeah, die on the toilet tonight. all right, so this is, our midweek minute where we talk about news and purvus. I was a bit disappointed with the purvu game this week.
There was very little in the way of purvus.
Yeah.
Yep.
I saw, what did I see? Did you see Blink Twice? Did we talk about Blink Twice?
We talked about that because we said it was very similar to Saltburn in the setup.
Right.
But there's weirdness going on and it's hard to tell. People disappear.
Yeah.
They seem to be trapped in this party.
Yeah.
Which it may be some kind of psychological situation where they're not actually in the party. They just think they are kind of thing. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Well, you know what? I take it back. We won't see because I'll be watching 0 minutes of that.
I will probably watch 0 minutes of that as well.
Yeah.
I did watch Wicked Little Letters.
Yeah, I didn't even see this one on there. What's that about?
I had to go to Apple Trailers to see anything new and interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And since they put up all of their Apple TV shows...
Because on IMDb, there was one new trailer.
The Veil, or are you talking about first look at Mufasa?
Yeah.
Is it
Mufasa?
I've got zero...
Mustafa or Mufasa?
No, it's Mufasa.
It's Mufasa.
According to what I'm looking at right now.
Well, I trust your eyes over my memory any day.
Yes, Mufasa. Mufasa, The Lion King.
The Lion King.
You gotta throw the Lion King
in. Well, I gotta throw a colon in there. Everything's got a colon.
Mufasa has one.
If it's working right, it's got a colon.
Yeah.
It's not working right.
Is this...
Maybe not so much.
So you watched that one? I did not watch that one.
Yeah, I watched it. It's the only thing, and I don't need to say much about it, because once again, I'll be watching 0 minutes of it.
It's one of those things, like, do we need the backstory of
Mufasa?
Simba's
Of Mustafa?
Yeah. Of Simba's father?
Simba's father, Mustafa.
We keep adding T's to stuff. For all those silent X's, we add T's.
That's right. They have to come in somewhere else for balance. No, I mean, I didn't even of all the animated fare you could turn into a live action movie. I was least interested in Lion King.
Yeah.
I mean, I was least interested in the animated story mm-hmm. because, you know, a lot of the other sort of Disney stories, they've got magic and sort of those sorts of things
yeah.
and you know, fantasy.
Yeah.
This was kind of the only thing fantastic about this.
Hidden
penises.
Hidden penises. All those things.
You can't break that up. But
it's harder to do in the live action stuff. You can't hide a penis.
Oh, no, no. I don't think so. Yeah.
You think they've hidden penises?
Yeah, mostly under pants, but they're still there, you know.
Were there animals with pants?
Nothing gets hidden. Nothing hides a penis better than pants.
That's true. That's what I have heard.
I think that's why they were invented in the first place.
Yeah, it's
words
to live by.
People were just like, I don't need to see that all the time. We need to invent something.
Mostly the women. Mostly the women are saying,
imagine.
I don't need to
no,
see
no,
that.
No, I think
that.
The dudes feel the same way. Like, I don't want to look at that.
You make me feel bad about myself. Throw on some pants.
That just doesn't look right. We need to invent something to cover that mess up.
Figley's just ain't pulling it anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't even watch this. It looks like the prequel that I don't need.
Yes. Oh. I'm sure it will be very popular with the kiddies, but I'm not going to be going to see
it. Yeah, it'll
any
make
that,
a
so.
Billion dollars, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's on track.
Yeah. I did watch, there's a new Hulu series called The Veil, which follows the relationship between two women playing a deadly game of truth and lies.
I'll be watching 0 minutes of that, too.
One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost.
Wait a second. Before I say I will watch 0 minutes, are they Korean?
No.
Oh, damn it. Then I'm not watching any of that.
This is Elizabeth Moss, James Purefoy, and Yumna Marwan.
Those are all names, I take it.
Yeah.
I know James Purefoy.
Elizabeth Moss was in...
I kind of know who she is.
Yeah, she was in...
Isn't she sort of waifish?
It's not exactly how I would have...
Then I may be thinking of someone else.
You thinking...
What was she in?
She was in... that thing.
I mean, she's a little older now, so maybe not so waifish, but I think back in the day...
Yeah, she was in that show with Don Draper. What's that show?
Oh, Mad Men?
Mad Men.
No.
She was like... She was the woman who...
I got nothing.
She was the woman who became one of the advertising agents.
Yeah.
Very early on.
Yeah. Got nothing on that. Nothing.
Yeah, she was also in Invisible Man, the remake of it, where the guy had a tech suit that made him invisible.
Oh, is that how he became invisible? He had a suit.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. I was not going to watch any of that. Okay, I know who you're talking about. Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I know who you're talking about. Okay.
I've watched 0 minutes of Handmaid's Tale.
I have too.
I've not actually... I've seen a couple of episodes.
I have not watched any of Handmaid's
Tale. That's a tough watch.
I have walked through the room when my wife was binge-watching it, and I was like, yeah, not for me.
It's like, have we reached the point in our life where we don't really want to watch hard-watch stuff?
Yes. Yep.
I think I've been there for about a decade now.
I know. I was going to say reached. I mean, I've been there a long time.
I have roached.
Yeah.
I roached it.
I would imagine that at a slightly younger age, I might have felt some pressure to watch some of these things because that they were what everyone was talking about or what have you. But, you know, when I hit... Certainly when I hit 50, I was like, no, I don't care.
Yeah. Now all I want is more Ted Lasso.
Yeah. You know, my personal opinion of other people's tastes, as far as that goes, why would I care what they're talking about?
Yeah.
They're probably not talking about it right.
Yeah. I got burnt out on hard watch stuff with DS9.
There you go. Man. My wife still likes an occasional hard watch thing. And she'll try to make me, like, roll through, and I'll be like, nope, one episode a night at most.
Are there,
hard-watch K-pop, K-dramas? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. A lot of them. In fact, they try to mix in hard-watch stuff into dramas that don't need it, that are, like, light and kind of fun, and, like, romantic comedies, and then they mix in this dark shit, and you're just like, ah.
Yeah. No hard-watch stuff.
They got
stuff
me
in,
again.
No hard-watch stuff in, Chicken Nugget.
No hard watch stuff in Chicken Nugget?
It was light and frothy.
I don't know, man. You talked about the aliens being trapped for like 1,000 years or
something.
No,
it was
right?
Only like 200 years.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah,
that's a little better.
Well, I think the dog
I felt needs... terrible. I Plus, the constant tension of whether they're going to get that chicken nugget eaten.
Yeah.
I don't think I could survive it. It's just not for me.
I'm sorry. I had to let my dog out.
Yeah.
I can hear my dog scratching from inside my son's room.
Mm-hmm.
My son, who's inside his room,
cannot hear.
Clearly did not hear.
Well, that's because he has headphones on while he plays video games.
Yes.
We are aware of the mechanics of this situation.
So let me tell you about...
View?
The Wicked Letters.
The Wicked Letters?
Yeah, the View is just like the veil.
The veil.
The veil is basically just like a mystery of some sort.
Like a mystery.
It's not really clear what it's all about. It's just, you know, two women who are in a game of cat and mouse.
Mm. So,
but I don't know exactly what the... It had Kate Moss, Elizabeth Moss,
mm-hmm.
kind of as a...
Kate Moss, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah, Wayfish.
Yes, Wayfish. Yeah.
I was thinking Carrie Ann Moss, and I was like, she's not Wayfish
either. Not at all, no, she's a badass.
Yeah. But in this, it kind of has Elizabeth Moss as a badass. Yeah, kick-ass badass. Right. I don't know if I buy it.
It sounds wholly unbelievable to me.
Yeah. So,
isn't she supposed to be having sex with a dude while laying in between another woman's legs?
Is that what happens?
In Handmaid's Tale, that's how they do it.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, yeah.
She's a proxy for these men's wives, so they have sex with the woman while she lays in the lap of their wives.
Why not
wives.
Just have sex with your wife?
Because apparently she can't conceive of children. That's sort of the whole situation here.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to
It's fantastical, really. Yeah, yeah. I'm even less inclined.
Yes. I just knew of, like, cool outfits. Like,
yeah. Like get thee to the nunnery kind
like
of
outfits. Superhero outfits.
No, well, only if you liked Flying Nun.
So let me tell you Wicked Little Letters. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. So this is Olivia Colman and someone named Jesse Buckley in it.
Hmm.
And I'm struggling as to whether I will watch any of this or not.
Okay.
Because it's got a lot of things I like. But a couple of big things that I don't like.
So, it has boobies, and then it has penises.
No, I'm okay with both of those things. Look, I record this podcast with no pants on, so of course.
I know. No, that's why someone needs to invent some pants. Man, come on.
Yeah, or a blanket or
it's
something.
It's so uncomfortable.
No, this is a period piece. And it's tough to tell like whether it's right. It's like maybe right after the war in England.
World War II.
I think so, yeah. Okay. Somewhere around there. And
that's a period that you don't mind watching.
I don't really mind watching
people
that.
People aren't as poverty-stricken, seemingly, in that
yeah.
way.
Yeah. And there's not as much, like, frilly clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But this seems to be kind of an off-the-wall, wacky comedy.
Like that did you see that one of those more recent ghosts? Where they said, people are saying you don't have the ankles to hold on to a man. Eddie?
Yeah.
I love that. I thought that was such a great line.
Is that the most recent one? Because I watched two of the three. I don't, like, unless there's another one that's come out.
I don't want to spoil anything.
All right.
You know, they find flour, right?
Yeah, I've heard that they find
flour. Okay, you haven't seen it. It's in that episode. It's in
okay.
That, yep.
Wicked Little Letters is kind of a mystery. But it's a kind of a wacky little mystery.
Okay.
It's about a British woman,
mm-hmm.
played by Olivia Colman, who is receiving these very angry, expletive kind of filled letters.
Gotcha.
And they blame it on this young woman in the town who's just, she's a potty mouth. she's angry and a potty mouth. But it's kind of like they've figured out that it's, or they think that it's her. And she, I don't think it's her.
Yeah.
She's being framed.
It's a little too obvious, yeah. Yeah.
And so she's, it had some of that, a little bit of the, like, I'm just a fan. I'm a sucker for British humor. And it had a little bit of that, like, people running weird and, like, you know, just the old-timey.
Ministry of Silly Walks kind
of
thing. Yeah,
that kind of stuff. So I was, I might actually watch some of this.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I might. Let me see when it is.
The other trailer I saw was season 2 of My Adventures with Superman.
Okay.
Coming out here in May.
Okay.
I was a little put off by the first season because they kind of got into that Superman's getting framed for, you know, breaking things up because he's so super powerful. So they started... This is my least favorite...
Superman. Like,
this is my least favorite part of the Spider-Man series is how... they vilified him constantly for no apparent reason. And people were just so stupid, like, oh, yes, he swings around and J. Jonah Jameson says he's a villain and therefore we all hate him. And I was just like, I hate that. I hate it so much. And it was constant. And so they never...
it's still, like...
Yeah. Like, but they never had that in Superman. Superman was Superman. Everybody loved him.
Yeah.
He saved the day.
Yeah.
He watched out for people. Nobody was like, he's... oh, we don't trust him. Yeah. He's a horrible... But that's what they were doing in the show. And I was like, I don't like this at all. I don't like it even a little bit.
See, the problem with doing that is, like, if Superman breaks bad, you'll know it. Like, it's not, like, gonna be gentle. Well, Superman will go crazy.
That's kind of what they've done, is they opened up that... And once again, I hate this, too. They opened up this multiverse thing where...
You're speaking my language.
Yeah, here. Where they realize that in other universes, their Superman goes bad. For various reasons.
Understandable.
Right? So, like, in what they discover in this universe is that in almost every other universe, Superman goes bad.
Hmm.
And so the onus is sort of on this Superman that he's more likely to go bad than not. And I'm like, this is dumb. I don't like this. Superman is not evil in almost every universe.
Yeah.
Superman is, in fact, let's get rid of all the other universes, shall we?
It sounds like something Superman might do.
No. I'm not sure that other universes was a big part of Superman, but...
Wow. So it's you're saying that you're not going to continue watching?
I will probably try and swallow the last few episodes of the first season so that I can go on to the next season, but I just don't like where it was going. I was just like, I see where this is going and I don't like it. You can't... This is Superman at the beginning of his career in this show, and you're going to make people... like, not trust him and hate him? I mean, how do you get over that?
You don't. Not in the world we live in anymore.
Well, that's why they...
like, if it's out there,
that's why they're kind
of there.
That's why they're kind of like, this is another universe, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, fuck that guy then. Fietti.
That's stupid. That's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm mad for you.
Well, it's Boimler's voice on Superman, too.
Is it?
Yeah. Jack Quaid, is that his name?
Yeah. Jack? John?
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 Jimmy?
Jimmy? Jimmy Crackhorn?
Jesse? Jesse Quaid? Javier Quaid, I forgot. Now I remember Javier Quaid.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's too bad. Sorry that that's happening.
It's all right. But they also had a trailer for the seventh season of My Hero Academia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I couldn't get my daughter back into watching it after, like, the fifth season.
Well.
Whatever the season was where they had the band thing.
Like, oh, that one episode?
Yeah.
Funny that that's the episode you remember, but...
No, it was, like, it was an arc. Like, there was a talent show portion, and it was, like, the whole season was about them putting on this school-based talent show.
I don't think it was that much of the season.
It actually seems like a lot to me.
That one episode was interminable. I do remember there was an arc where they were getting ready.
Was that season 5?
I think it might have been. I remember, yes, it was definitely season 5. There was an arc where, they were putting on the show, and there was a villain who was going to break it up. And, you know, Totoro had to defeat him before he got there. Totoro. So, yeah. That's the Fire Ice guy, Todoroki, who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
This is,
I like, Mineta.
Yeah, of course you like Mineta. I like Kirishima. Kirishima's my favorite.
I don't remember who Kirishima was.
He's Red Riot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy who hardens his skin.
Yeah.
Yep, hardens
skin. I like the electric guy who goes stupid and uses his power too much.
That's such a great show. Can't wait for season 7. We'll see what happens.
Well, it's anime. Maybe I'll watch season 6.
Yeah, maybe you'll start off a little bit with it.
Yeah, I gotta go slow.
Yeah. Maybe it's a good time for me to make you get you to watch some of the Venture Brothers.
Is that
anime? But that's right. I have to make you get you to watch some Johnny Quest first, or else the reference is going to be lost on you.
This is a long
time. Mister,
this
I have
is
to
the long
sleep.
Con for this.
I have to sleep all through Saturdays. You missed so much. So much cultural.
Yes. Yeah, well,
stuff.
Hey,
yeah.
I didn't have to sleep all the way through Saturday.
You didn't even watch any Kung Fu Theater, man.
I just slept through most of the cartoon.
That was the whole day.
Not back in that day.
Here's the thing. After Saturday morning cartoons and Creature Feature Theater or Kung Fu Theater, the rest of the day could suck it. Nobody cared about the rest of the day. You might as well go right to bed after 1 or 2 o'clock once the movies were over. And mom happen. And dad up there yelling about mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
F off, mom and dad. Yeah. Watching Kung Fu Theater with the red paint blood.
Actually, I just mowed the lawn.
Yep.
Did you, though? Because it looks like it's been about 2 weeks.
Dad, people are going to make fun of me for never seeing the Five Venoms. I can't leave now.
The Five Venoms?
It's a Kung Fu Theater. It's a Kung Fu movie. One of the more famous ones.
Okay. I'll take your word for that. Mm-hmm.
You seem like you're skeptical.
Yeah, I'm a little
skeptical. You gave me the Michelle Obama noise.
So what is the purpose? What's the goal? What's the arc for season 7 of My Hero Academia?
Well, it appears that All for One,
right?
That's the bad guy, right? One for all is
the good guy,
and all for one is the bad guy. So all for one apparently has gotten loose.
Okay.
And I've missed this. I'm pretty sure I watched the entirety of season 6, and it ended with whatever his name is, the main character,
the green haired kid.
Yeah, the green haired kid. He had gone out on his
own. Squishy. Let's call him Squishy.
Squishy was out there fighting crime all on his own.
Squishy McDougal.
Yeah, because he didn't want to. He knew he was being targeted. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want his friends to get hurt, so he went out on their own. They were able to catch. They ended up having a big.
That's so stupid. Why? Like, why is that?
He didn't want to put them in danger, but I dig it. No, they finally had a big sort of a battle with him where they caught him and dragged him back to the school and said, you know, we're a family. Right. You know, we're a team. It's not like you can just go do this on your own.
Is he still breaking his hands and everything every time he punches somebody?
No. He's up to, like, I don't know, 20% of his power. And he's figured out how to use it in such ways that it...
He's kicking stuff.
Like, yes, he has. That's one of the things. He went with kicking power because he could reinforce his legs and maintain it. But
he was also risking permanent damage on his hands.
But they have the kid with the horn, the little girl with the horn, who could just sort of reverse all that.
Is it only Mineta that I remember? I can only remember Mineta's name. Like everybody
because he's the jackass.
He's a horn dog.
That's
he's
right.
A little ball-headed corn dog.
You identify with him, yeah.
Yeah, so much. So much.
Well, it's not like we all don't a little bit, you know.
I actually more feel for the guy who, with the electrical powers, that goes stupid.
Yeah.
Like that, I get that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I've been in that position. I've done stupid things before.
Yeah. I've overused my electric powers and gone stupid.
Well, I got zapped a couple of times.
Well known.
I don't like to brag.
I have brain damage.
That's what happens when you go to Europe, man. They got a whole different kind of grid over there.
Yeah, it's 220.
What's the name of the main character in My Hero Academia?
Izuku? Midoriya?
Midoriya, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. And Deku is his superhero name.
Yeah.
Which apparently means useless.
Who's the other guy with the, like, bomb power? Like the exploding hands.
That's Javier, yeah.
This is fantastic audio. Can't wait.
That's Bokashi, I'm pretty sure his name is.
Bakugo,
that's it.
Bakugo, yeah.
Bokashi.
Totoro.
Yeah, Totoro. That's what I said.
Yes, his name.
When Totoro goes out on his own to fight the villains, on his own.
It's his neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
Totoro's neighbor.
Now, I enjoyed the trailer because I look forward to that. That's one of the animes I go back to.
Is it out now or is it coming out?
No, it's coming out here very shortly. May 4th, I believe, is when it starts in Japan. So we may not get it for a little while after that.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th. Wow, you know what? I didn't even think of that.
It's Free Comic Book Day, too, on May 4th.
Those sons of bitches. How dare they step on that?
That's a well-known thing.
Free Comic Book Day all over the world. Yep.
I'm going to go get all those free comics.
Even the Inuits celebrate May the 4th be with you.
Yes. My son does.
Of course.
My son is itching to be in this podcast. Like, he is ready to sit down and join.
I'm hanging out. I've got my get-together in half an hour, so...
Oh, okay.
We started talking anime. It's like you always say, if you say it, then they will appear, right? Yeah.
It's if, like, we talked about Chinless Wonder.
Excuse me.
Suddenly somebody would be here in a moment.
Yeah. We'll
if you see. Just said Paul Deneau.
Deneau. I don't know.
Or if you said something similar, like...
Yeah, she's got her headphones on.
Yeah. Or you just said something like, hey, what's that guy's name? I don't know. And she would be here.
You know who might know? Paul Deneau.
Paul Deneau knows all. Deneau.
Is she coming?
No.
I think she is.
She said, if she's out in the living room, she's already there.
she understands. That's all right.
She shows up as if we said Beetlejuice three times.
Anyway, I'm always excited when a new season of My Hero Academia comes around, just because there's always these big old gaps in between the seasons.
Well, I've got a bit of travel to Boone this week.
Yeah, yeah. Month, so you maybe catch
I'll,
up on it.
Maybe I'll catch up on it, or maybe I won't.
Yeah, I think that's unlikely.
I've got so much Psych to watch.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to plow through those last, I don't know, six seasons of Psych.
I'm in season four now.
Oh, yeah? How many seasons are there total?
Seven.
Okay.
Seven or eight. Yeah.
You know what? I guess so. It's on the Star Trek schedule then, right? Seven seasons?
Yeah, I guess.
Man,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Man.
It's almost like somebody's planning this bullshit.
They started, in Psych, they started making jokes about The Mentalist.
Mm.
So they must have, like, this might be when
that
The
show
Mentalist
started.
Is starting. And they made
I thought
jokes
you were.
About
I thought
it.
You. A lot of times when shows get to be that on the air that long, they start to get meta. Like they start referencing themselves and making jokes. Like Supernatural's like that. Like
I
they had
know.
They
that,
had all
kind
kinds
of
meta jokes in that show.
There's a show called Supernatural.
There's several actually.
Oh,
right. Popular name, really.
Yeah.
But yeah. It only had 15 seasons. I'm not surprised you haven't heard of it.
Yeah, it really flew under the radar in this household.
Of course.
So what are you guys doing for your get-together tonight?
Undecided.
Karaoke?
Hopefully not.
Oh, karaoke would be fantastic.
They do karaoke.
No,
first Tuesday of the month is when we do karaoke.
Yeah.
Do you have a karaoke? You do karaoke?
You got a song? You got a go-to song you go to?
No.
That you go to it? No?
It's Danzig. Mother.
That's right.
I only sing Rammstein.
Yeah.
There you go. Might I recommend some Slipknot?
Throw in some tea. It smells like Teen Spirit.
Mm.
I would, like, man, you don't even need to know the lyrics.
That's right.
You just, I'm sure they don't even know.
You just make
lyrics.
Sure you smell like Teen Spirit.
Well, we know that
yeah.
already. Yes.
Karaoke scent.
Yes. What's your go-to? What would you have as a go-to?
Oh, Born to be Wild.
Mm.
You know, like Dana Carvey in that movie.
What movie?
There's some movie I can't
even... Do
you
have any idea how little that narrows it down?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dana Carvey only had like two movies, so...
I don't know.
There's one where
it's
he's
a
he's like a con man pretending to be someone and it's some sort of a business situation. Like, they think he's...
And he's
yes, a con man pretending to be someone.
Yes, exactly. And apparently the guy he's pretending to be used to be, like, in a band and used to be able to sing. So they're like, hey, sing a song. So he does Born to be Wild.
Yeah.
So
I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really do karaoke.
I don't either.
My son does.
I've got a song. Like,
actually, going to karaoke with my son is great because he... cannot sing, but he does not care.
You know, but you shouldn't care.
He will. He,
yeah.
You know what? I think I would sing Aespa's Too Hot for You. That's what I would sing.
All right.
Yeah.
And I would follow it up with Right Said Fred's I'm Too Sexy.
There you go.
maybe throw in some Tub Thumper.
Chumbawamba, that's right.
With Tub Thumper.
Yep. Yeah. Are we giving you any ideas for your karaoke night? No.
Not in the slightest.
Oh, wait. He's not actually going karaoke tonight. Yeah.
My karaoke, in all seriousness, my karaoke would be Rainbow Connection.
Well, you were just talking about how great the Muppet movie is for sing-alongs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. All right, are we done with Purvus?
Yeah, yeah, we dragged that out way
too
long.
That was Purvus bordering on a Woopa.
So yeah. Fun.
So, we got news? Do you have any news?
I do not. I have no news. Actually... There was some news. What was the news? I can't remember what it is. It'll come to me while we're talking.
Mm-hmm. So apparently...
They're doing a Scooby-Doo series.
I've heard
action.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be headed up by the writers of Cowboy Bebop. That does not make me optimistic.
Did you see that the second season of Velma's out?
You know what? I just saw things like... second season's out, it's a disaster or something.
Why would you think anything else?
Nobody wanted to watch the first season was roundly lambasted,
yeah.
and they've greenlit a second season, and I was listening to some guys talking about it, and they said, you know, most animated shows, if they commit to a first season,
I'm going in.
Are you going in for that Atomic Pumpkin spicy style?
Mm-hmm.
If they commit to a first season of an animated show, they're almost... 100% going to do a second season because most of the primary artwork is already done. So it's really cheap to produce a second season. And I would think of all of the shows that you would just not do it, it would be that one. But they did it.
The one thing I heard about Velma season 2 was that half the cast died and that was the end of the show.
Works for me, man.
There was 15 minutes into the first episode.
Yeah.
There was that one forum post that's like, this happened, these things happened, never look at it. And I was like, okay, and moved on with my life.
Yeah. No, I've got no interest in watching any of that show.
No, me either. But I'm hoping live action Scooby-Doo, that they just go back to the original sort of premise and...
What are you doing with the
Monster
CG?
Of the Week?
You're doing CG for the dog?
Well, no, I would imagine they... That's always the question. They're going to do some CG for the dog. Are they going to actually have a Great Dane in there? But I feel like if they had a story arc that's a season that's a ghost, like they do the mystery.
Sure.
If it's a streaming show, it only has to have 8 episodes. It doesn't have to have really a lot of episodes. Yeah. And so you could do that. Or if you wanted more, you could do, you know, 2 parts.
Some fillers.
Well, yeah, you could do some joke stuff. But you could also have the mystery that runs 3 or 4 episodes and then another mystery that runs 3 or 4 episodes.
I'm guessing it's going to be a haunted town where there's a bunch of different ghosts.
I would hate that.
Yeah. All of them connected to different multiverses.
I would hate that, too. You're writing my nightmare right here.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I can't.
You know, in all honesty, if they did kind of a live-action adaptation of the actual famous ghosts... Fake ghosts like the Black Knight, the Space Creep or whatever it was. And if they did those, that gives you that nostalgia. If they just kind of expanded the mystery a little bit, because honestly, do you remember who was the Space Creep?
It's always Smithers or whatever.
Yeah, you know, they almost got away with it except for those pesky kids.
Yeah.
But you know, they could write that out, and people would.
Yeah,
it's not like people would run back to watch the cartoon and say what. What happened here? Who is this?
Yeah.
Who is it? I gotta figure it out before the show climaxes.
Yeah, but that was never
all
the point
over
of this.
All over my face.
Oh, Lord. No, but that was never the point of those shows. This point was to see, like, Shaggy and Scooby eat a big sandwich and zoinks each other through, like,
that's right,
door after door.
And Fred come up with a ridiculous plan that Daphne screws up and it still ends up
Velma
working.
Velma drops her glasses.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we want. That's what we love.
It works.
Yeah.
It's a pattern and it works.
And they need to introduce Scrappy-Doo just long enough for one of Fred's traps to fall on him and kill him. And then he would never come back again.
No.
That was that thing that they did, like the Brady Bunch, where they bought in the cousin because they needed like little kid energy.
Yeah.
That was some executive saying, you know what we need? We need a puppy.
Yes.
You know what? No, you don't.
Yeah, you don't. You have it locked.
You got the team.
You got it locked.
You got Mystery Inc., baby.
You don't, maybe repaint the van. Maybe that's what you got to do.
Exactly. Why don't
just
you
add
strip,
a little bit of stuff.
Strip off some of those flowers. I mean, it's not the 60s anymore.
Bring it into the 70s. Do a Starsky and Hutch, like,
there you go.
Swoop on it.
That's right. Jack that bitch up. Give it some fatty tires.
That's right, I can imagine. Yes. So, did you hear about all of the kerfuffle about Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
That he pees in bottles?
Yeah, apparently it's so unprofessional. Well, listen, if that's unprofessional, I don't want to be professional.
Well, I would feel like it depends on kind of the purpose of it. If he was on set and he didn't want to, like, break... set.
Yeah,
but he wanted to get it done.
They're talking about him being chronically late.
Well, I did hear that. I did hear on the set of Red One, which is the new movie for Netflix, he was like 8 or 9 hours late every day. That's no way, man. You know
that's an indication that something serious is going on.
Right.
Like,
or like you just do not give a shit. You didn't actually want to do the movie in the first place. But even that is it's just unprofessional. And you know how much money you're wasting for the crew just sitting around on their ass waiting for you to get there?
Yeah. I know exactly how much.
Yeah.
Because it's
that
apparently
is your life.
Well, Red One cost has ballooned to an eye-watering $250 million.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine $250 million? You could solve a lot of the world's problems with $250 million.
I'd fire his ass and hire Jason Statham. I'm more likely to watch that damn thing with Jason Statham in it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's like they're downplaying it. People on the production are saying, "No, he comes in late maybe once or one or two hours late every once in a while." And you know,
he's a busy guy.
Hasn't gone over that bit of the budget. So who knows how much. You know, he seems like the kind of guy who
he probably has brain damage from all that creatine anyway. So
there's probably some folks in Hollywood that are like, "I'm done with that guy." Yeah.
Maybe. I just think it's you kind of wonder. He's never seemed like that type.
Right.
Right? But...
Well, he does overextend himself. I can see him overextending himself.
That actually is very possible. But, you know, at some point, you know, you got to make some choices.
Yeah. There's only so many peanut butter and chocolate banana beers that you can, like, you can eat.
Man, you really had to force that one in there.
Yeah. I'm running out of steam here. No, he says he's, like, he's got other things that are on. Like, he's doing the animated Moana sequel.
Yeah, yep.
He's got another movie, an A24 film called The Smashing Machine that he's working on. Plus this, and, you know, probably another season of Ballers is happening as well.
You know what he needs is he needs a better assistant.
Yeah.
Someone who can sort of juggle all this stuff for him.
Well, this says Red One, the movie that is apparently having all this problem, is not, it's in theaters. It's not a Netflix movie.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, it works for me.
It's got Dwayne Johnson, Chris Evans, Lucy Liu,
mm-hmm.
J.K. Simmons. It's got
big cast.
A big cast.
This is not a cast you want to leave waiting for 6 hours a day, you know?
You got the Captain America in there.
Yeah, yeah.
America, you know.
If you leave him sitting for 6 hours, you know he's smoking a bunch of weed, and you don't want that. You don't want that.
You think he smokes some weed?
No.
I think he does brownies.
You might have a brownie.
Yeah.
If they're rich with protein and no carb. Mm-hmm. Yeah, low-carb brownies. Yeah.
And delicious. He can sniff them. That's all he can do.
Exactly. Exactly. They might want me back for Captain America. I can't have too many of these brownies. So delicious.
Did you hear that Spider-Man 3 is coming back to theaters? Or has come back to theaters?
Spider-Man 3. Which Spider-Man 3 are we talking?
The Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 3.
Because Andrew Garfield only got two, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Though. Yeah.
Okay. And
unless you consider the most recent Spider-Man movie,
yep.
His third Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, and Timothée Chalamet's Spider-Man got three, though.
Is that an alternate universe? Are we living in a multiverse going on here?
What is his name?
I don't remember. Yeah.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland, right.
Tom Holland got three.
Yes.
So if you say Spider-Man 3, of course I'm going to think first, the greatest movie ever made, Spider-Man... What do you think, Citizen Kane?
Yeah, Spider-Man Kane.
Exactly. No way home to Citizen Kane.
So, apparently Spider-Man 3, which is, according to comicbookmovie.com, typically considered the worst of Sam Raimi's trilogy, made $760,000 in just 466 venues.
Yeah, I mean, people... They're turning out so much garbage now. People would love to go see the worst Spider-Man movie. Either.
I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have gone to see Spider-Man 2 if I'd known that it was out.
I knew that Alien had been re-released.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of? We'll talk about it on Friday.
Okay. Cannot wait. Oh, is it at the Norma? The Narrow?
Narrow, no.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
No. Okay.
But anyway. Yeah, so...
Why would they name those two venues so close similar to each other? What were they thinking?
The better question is, what would make you want to pee in a jar? Like, really?
How badly
do you got to pee?
Well, it depends on what you're drinking all day. It's all that creatine.
I would think that would block you up.
Creatine?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's a total laxative.
All right.
I have no idea.
That's the opposite part of like where the peeing come from.
Exactly.
How about this one? Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 4 can use the multiverse so Tom Holland's doesn't have to.
Please suck up Chubby. Shut up. Do not be dragging multiverses in where they do, like in it. Oh, everything's got to have a multiverse.
It's already there. Yeah, it's already there.
In San Raimi, Spider-Man, there's a multiverse?
Well, it has to be, because he pops into the most recent one.
Oh, motherfucker.
Right? It's the transitive property. I don't know about that.
I'm going to screw the transitive property in that case.
Yes.
So, yeah.
McGuire has come out and said that he wants to do more Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah.
Old Man Spider-Man.
Old Man Spider-Man. You would love that.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
They could adapt some of these terrible stories they've put on lately.
To Old Man Spider-Man?
To Old Man Spider-Man, right?
Sure.
Certainly, and eventually they'll just kill him, because didn't they do that? Didn't they kill Spider-Man? Peter Parker?
They always kill Peter Parker.
Oh, he comes back. Bitches. I don't understand what they're thinking.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Well, I'm so tired of J. Jonah Jameson vilifying him that I'm fine with it. Put that poor bastard out of his misery.
Well, nowadays, J. Jonah has found out who Spider-Man is.
Oh!
And is on his side. He's like, low-key trying to...
I'm not buying any of that shit. That dude is like a villain. He was the villain.
He's just a grumpy, misunderstanding.
They even gave him a Hitler mustache, for God's sake.
Yeah, but he's just, he's misunderstood.
He's a misunderstood gazillionaire or whatever.
Yeah. Who do you cast for this?
And I certainly understand why he's bitter, because newspapers are going, out of business, so that's probably hard for him in his Daily Bugle.
Well, in the comics now, he doesn't do this.
J.K. Simmons, he has a podcast.
He's got a podcast and web stuff and all that stuff.
No, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, it is pretty horrible. The best trilogy in movie history is heading back to the theaters bigger than ever.
Got
to
be Lord of the Rings. Didn't we just do that the other day?
Lord of the Rings, coming back.
A list to round me up.
That's not the best trilogy ever.
Oh, it was The Godfather.
Godfather.
So The Godfather's coming back to theaters?
That's what they said. No. No. Lord of the Rings is coming back to theaters.
Yeah.
Would you go back and see it in would they have just the theatrical version, or is it the extended cut?
Oh, Jesus.
You're going
Christ.
In there to watch 9 hours of Lord of the Rings?
No, I don't think I could do it.
I figured out why people pee in jars.
Yeah, exactly. It practically explains itself, really. No, yeah. I have the extended cut and the theatrical cuts at home, and I can't remember the last time I watched them.
Yeah.
But I would watch them.
Yeah.
This is some good flicks. Maybe next time my wife is out for 9 hours.
All right, so...
that never happens.
Gerard Butler has highly anticipated sci-fi sequel that has already started filming. Now, you've got to tell me whether you ever actually heard of this original film. Greenland? Did you hear Greenland?
Oh, yeah.
What's
I
that
have heard
about?
Of Greenland. I thought that was a disaster pick, not a sci-fi pick.
I don't know.
Hmm.
What is it about?
I don't know. I don't recall.
I don't know.
I think it was a disaster. I think like a natural disaster. Like the Earth started to open up and shit.
Yeah.
After
receiving a text from the government that he and his family have been selected to take shelter in an emergency unit, I'm calling bullshit already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can tell you're destined.
It's a comet that's coming to
something like
crash
that.
Into Earth.
Yeah, no. But if the government calls you and says, "Hey, you've been selected to be in this bunker," you're like, "Oh, you've got me pegged for experimentation, haven't you?"
Yeah, somebody needs to sweep the floors. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Like, I don't trust you. You're gonna jab me and put a bunch of crap in me.
So it's
and
his
not
whole
in the
family.
Fun way.
Yeah. So they have to him and his wife and their kids are running through trying to get to this shelter.
Oh, before the comet hits. Yeah.
And so now they're doing a sequel called Greenland : Migration.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then people are like, where are you running to? Oh, nowhere.
Who do you think his wife was in this movie, though?
Oh, Renee Russo.
Oh. The beautiful Monica Baccarin.
Monica Baccarin.
You know Monica Baccarin? Marina Baccarin, sorry.
Oh.
Marina Baccarin. You know who that is.
From Firefly?
From Firefly.
Right.
Lovely woman.
Are you sure that's how her name is pronounced?
Marina? Morena? Baccarin? Baccarin?
No, it's Baccarin. That's why...
Marina.
Maybe. I can't recall.
Morna? Oh, maybe we should go to YouTube.
Yeah.
See how...
Baccarin. It's Morana Baccarin.
Yes.
Mom said she heard you say Paul Dano.
Yes. Many times. No, actually,
we
actually
expected
he asked me a question, and I said, I dunno.
Yeah. And I said, you know who does? Paul Dano.
Paul Dano knows. Paul Dano knows all.
She's got a new crush now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who could it be?
David Dismelchin.
David Dismelchin.
That's not who I was thinking.
Who were you thinking?
He's delicious.
Young Hugh Grant.
Well, that can't... That doesn't count.
That's a... You know, he's a fancy...
Titso Schnein, bro.
David Dismelchin. Just that name. It just drips off the tongue.
I'm a hero.
And onto your shirt because there's no chin in the way.
Yeah. All right, I'm trying to find out how to say Marina Baccarin.
Marina.
Marina Baccarin. Waiting during the busiest
hours. Here's an advertisement.
No, I think you got it there. Marina Baccarin.
Baccarin.
See, why do they always pick people who can't pronounce stuff? Like, they got marbles in their mouth.
Marina Baccarin.
Marina Baccarin.
Baccarin.
Why don't we just get her saying her name?
Denis. Why did we hire French people to tell us what people's names are?
What else do we got? How about... I had something... Oh, yeah. I had a perfect, like, 10 perfect Marvel villains for Tobey Maguire's older Peter Parker to fight in Spider-Man 4.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Well, I can't because Screen Rant says that I have to sign in to keep reading.
Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches.
Leapfrog is number one on that list. Stiltman.
Who would you put? Like, clearly, who hasn't been in the movies?
Oh, no. I immediately, Rocket Racer.
Slide. No. The only person from his...
Scorpion.
Yeah, Scorpion. I could also see...
a good rhino would be nice.
A good rhino.
They already did the Green Goblin. Maybe the Hobgoblin.
No, I get tired of all the goblins.
The Enforcers?
Yeah, I can see him. That's street level stuff.
Yeah.
Craven? Do a good Craven?
I don't know. Craven was always kind of a bullshit character. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. He never really made a whole lot of sense, in all honesty, but...
Well, does the Vulture.
Yeah.
He's an old man with wings. Ooh,
Tarantula.
Tarantula.
With his little stinger toe thing.
I got it.
Who?
With Spot.
Spot. Fuck that guy, then. Can't believe it. How about Kingpin?
Transformers. Here's one. Transformers 1 has fans very disappointed.
Has it come out yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But you don't need things to come out for people to have opinions about them, right?
That's true.
You don't have to watch things.
That's why we have the internet.
Yes. So people can bitch about shit.
I know. Well, I'm on that bandwagon, so I can't complain. Or can I?
It's kind of what we do.
It's kind of my thing.
Marina Baccarin.
Hmm.
Let's see.
Marina. Is that what I was thinking
Marina?
It was?
I think it is Marina.
I think it is Marina.
It's Marina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Marina, if you're out there, come on.
Yeah.
Come on the podcast.
Come on the podcast. We'd love to not ogle you.
I wonder how old Marina Baccarin is. How old would you think she is?
43.
Marina Baccarin. Let's see. Born in Rio de Janeiro.
Mmm. Yummy.
Born June 2nd. So she's in your birthday month.
That's right. That's right.
1979.
So she's
7 years younger than me. So she's in her mid-40s.
Yeah. I was right there.
Yeah. I got a shot. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm not.
What
saying.
I'm hearing.
No, no.
Is you saying that I got a shot.
If she's 7 years younger than me.
No, than me.
Well, yeah, if she's 7 years younger than you, then I'm old enough to be her 15-year-old father.
Or older brother.
There you
like
go.
An accidental older brother. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, she's an accident. Like
Mom
she's
and
a,
dad were not paying attention.
She's a late in life, like...
I begged them to stop.
Yes. They did the happy days. We're going upstairs to mess around.
After I wrecked the car at 12, I could have sworn they thought I was all they needed.
Yes. Known for Deadpool, Deadpool 2, Serenity, and Son of Batman, where she plays Talia.
Son of... Oh, the voice work.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if I've already got that. God, glad to hear that she's getting voice work, though. That's cool. Everybody needs a little bit of voice work.
Yeah. Anyway, are we done? Like, do you have any other news?
No.
I'm just, like, this is just boring. Like, these news...
I know. It's all garbage.
Bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It'll pick up again. Summer's coming.
Megalopolis.
Yeah, I know.
Adam Driver and Nathaniel Emmanuel feature in first look at a Francis Ford Coppola's sci-fi epic.
He's been trying to get this thing working off, but did you read the summary?
Of the movie?
Yeah.
No. What's
apparently
it about?
It's about architects.
Lord.
Yeah, who cares about that, man? I don't know.
A sci-fi movie about architecture?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
Save me.
Apparently, somebody wants to fix up the town. It's a megalopolis. And somebody doesn't want him to fix up the town. Jesus. You know. Man. So it's a noir architecture thing.
We have reached end days.
Yeah. No. It's just one of those things.
We'll limp along for a while. Yeah. All right, anyway.
This is the purge that refreshes, I think.
Yes, yeah. Let's see.
Oh my God, nerds, wrap it up!
That's a good one. I like it.
I got another. You want to hear the other?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hold on a second. This is the explicit version.
Oh my God, fucking wrap it up!
She doesn't say nerds, though.
She doesn't say nerds. We were trying to get it in there, but...
you should put in something where it's just, like, so out of place.
Nerds.
Like, oh, you guys, fucking wrap it up!
Nerds. Nerds!
I love it.
Well, the new Dame. The replacement Dame.
Yeah.
The quasi-Dame.
The OG Dame has spoken.
Yes. No, we know who the OG Dame is.
Yep.
And it's Andy.
Thanks, Pat.
All right, well,
you're the greatest.
Yes, the Dame has spoken. You make me feel like you. The Dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up. As always, I have been Patrick.
And I have been Andy.